this time last year, Berks County was dealing with the fallout of election misinformation. The county put the incorrect date for mail ballots on instructions sent to 17,000 registered voters. But it was only the Spanish language instructions that were incorrect. This happened in a county where nearly 25% of the population is Latino. The county made some efforts to address the error, but Make the Road, Pennsylvania's largest Latino voter advocacy group, did a lot of outreach on their own. Diana Robinson, Make the Road's civic engagement director, was upset about the lack of action.
I feel like it wasn't a sufficient response. I feel like we also were willing partners to support and help navigate this. And we requested a meeting and they did not want to meet with us, and they felt that they had done enough. But I think for us, how we felt was that the harm had already been done.
It's a symptom of larger voter access issues across Pennsylvania. The state's Latino population is growing, but these voters are often left out until the last minute. A Uninos US survey last summer found that over half of registered Latino voters in Pennsylvania hadn't received any election outreach in the past year. Oftentimes, Latinos are only contacted about voting in October and November, which is way too late, says Gary Segura, who helped conduct the poll.
So you contact voters in January, and you contact them again in March, and you contact them again in June, and the odds that they vote in November are shockingly higher than compared to people who you don't speak to until September for the very first time.
Also, experts say don't forget Spanish language materials. In the Philly region, Chester and Montgomery counties are taking steps to translate voting documents. Chesco is also recording Spanish voiceovers for voting public service announcements. And this time around, Berks County officials say they're prepared and leaning heavily on community partners to make sure there is no repeat of last year's issues. Michael Rivera is a Berks County commissioner.
It's not about just translating documents into Spanish and saying, okay, here it is. We want to make sure that the Latino community is educated about the election process, you know, how they can get, find out where they need to vote, letting them know that we need interpreters, the importance of that.
In Philadelphia, election officials are now supporting even more languages than just English, Spanish, and Chinese. The city will begin translating voter guides and other election materials into languages such as Arabic, Portuguese, Russian, and Vietnamese. With reporting from Kenny Cooper, this is Beatrice Foreman, WHYY News.